Very Merry Christmas to you all, and welcome to friends and family who are visiting. It's always good to be with friends and family in the holiday season, especially in spite of the weather of Iowa. So we're glad you're here with us, and you're always welcome here. About 9 years ago, I remember, was the first Christmas I was unable to be with my parents for Christmas. And they wanted me home and all of that, and it just wouldn't work out. And so they decided that Mom was going to bake some goods for me that we usually have around Christmas, and they were going to mail them to me. And it was probably one of the best Christmas presents I've ever gotten. You know, think of all the stuff, the toys, the whatever. I've forgotten a lot of it, but I still remember my mom going out of her way to bake the fudge and the cookies and all of that and ship it to me. Unfortunately, due to the Postal Service being what it is, I got it a month after she sent it, and it was inedible by the time I received it. But it is the thought that counts, right? Of all the Christmas presents I've gotten, what do I remember the most? My mom wanting me to have that sense of family, of tradition at Christmas, and spending outrageous amounts of money to ship something to me I never got to eat. I remember that so well, because it's those simple little things in which we see such great love. And brothers and sisters, that's kind of what we celebrate tonight, is it not? The birth of a child, a beautiful thing, pretty common occurrence. We all have relatives here. It happened to each and every one of us. But this is no ordinary birth of a child. In that small, humble manger, God Himself was born. On a quiet night, surrounded by His family, Jesus Christ came into the world. And we see the most perfect gift ever. A gift that says, I love you more than anything else God could have done for us. As our first reading today says, Your builder shall marry you. The God who created us takes on our human nature to be with us in a manner so profound and so beautiful. How could we not be in awe of it? And in the most humble of circumstances that would be easy to pass by, the birth of a child. And yet, could God say any more clearly how much He loves us? How much He cares for us? That He is truly Emmanuel, God is with us, that He has given the name Jesus, that God saves His people. There is nothing more profound and beautiful than being with the ones you love. And God loved us so much that He would subject Himself to limitations, to time, to history, to our fallen human nature, to be with us, to save us and redeem us. Before such a great gift, what can be our response but to say thank you, to come in awe as we do at this Mass, where God is with us again in the Eucharist, present to us body, blood, soul, and divinity, and just be in wonder. Wonder at the profound reality of how deeply we are loved. That even when we had gone away from Him, Christ, God Himself, drew closer to us. So close that He walked among us in human flesh and took our nature to Himself in the heavenly kingdom so that we might be with Him forever. Many of us this Christmas, perhaps because of the awful weather of Iowa, won't be able to be with the people that we wanted to in the same way. But God did not let anything stand in the way of His coming to us, to dwell with us still, to be in our midst, to love us so profoundly. What greater gift could there be? In this silent night, we come with wonder and awe to stare on the face of God Himself, who desired to be with us so much. The Lord delights in you, as the prophet Isaiah says in our reading today. What could be better than that? The God of the universe delights in you and wants to be a part of your life. How do we receive such a gift? A thank you note is always a good thing to do. To thank God for this profound gift that He has given us. To take it seriously. To come not just on Christmas to be with Him, but each week, every holy day, to spend time with our Lord. To show that we love Him by receiving the gift He gave, His body for us in the Eucharist. Brothers and sisters, in the face of so great a mystery, what more can be said? Countless words have been spilled, but there is nothing more essential than understanding. Our Lord delights in you. He longs to be with you, and He will let nothing stand in His way. May we rejoice this Christmas. Rejoice at being together with the ones we love, and above all with the one who loved us first, our Lord Jesus Christ. May we look at that manger scene in wonder and awe at something that could be so ordinary and yet is so profound. May we rejoice this Christmas with the ones we love, but above all with the one who loves you most. Your Lord delights in you. May we delight in that.